This episode of the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is brought to you in part by Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. If you read the Bible out loud at church, if you teach the Bible, it can be a valuable tool for you. Just go to easybiblenamesguide.com for all the details. When you decide to buy, be sure to use discount code AB2, that's lowercase a, lowercase b, numeral 2, for a 20% discount since you're listening to this show. Hello and welcome to the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 467. I'm your host, Steve Webb. This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible, and we have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, track two is the New Testament. Each day we alternate the tracks, and the shows are usually between 10 and 15 minutes long. Today we'll read Isaiah 10 through 12 from the Good News Translation. Let's begin. Isaiah chapter 10. You are doomed. You make unjust laws that oppress my people. That is how you keep the poor from having their rights and from getting justice. That is how you take the property that belongs to widows and orphans. What will you do when God punishes you? What will you do when He brings disaster on you from a distant country? Where will you run to find help? Where will you hide your wealth? You will be killed in battle or dragged off as prisoners. Yet even so, the Lord's anger will not be ended. His hand will still be stretched out to punish. The Lord said, Assyria, I use Assyria like a club to punish those with whom I'm angry. I sent Assyria to attack a godless nation, people who have made me angry. I send them to loot and steal and trample the people like dirt in the streets. But the Assyrian emperor has his own violent plans in mind. He is determined to destroy many nations. He boasts, every one of my commanders is a king. I conquered the cities of Calno and Carchemish, the cities of Hamath and Arpad. I conquered Samaria and Damascus. I reached out to punish those kingdoms that worship idols, idols more numerous than those of Jerusalem and Samaria. I have destroyed Samaria and all its idols, and I will do the same to Jerusalem and the images that are worshipped there. But the Lord says, when I finish what I am doing on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, I will punish the emperor of Assyria for all his boasting and all his pride. The emperor of Assyria boasts, I have done it all myself. I am strong and wise and clever. I wiped out the boundaries between nations and took the supplies they had stored. Like a bull, I have trampled the people who live there. The nations of the world were like a bird's nest, and I gathered their wealth as easily as gathering eggs. Not a wing fluttered to scare me off, no beak opened to scream at me. But the Lord says, can an axe claim to be greater than the one who uses it? Is a saw more important than the one who saws with it? A club doesn't lift up a person lifts up a club. The Lord Almighty is going to send disease to punish those who are now well fed. In their bodies there will be a fire that burns and burns. God, the light of Israel, will become a fire. Israel's holy God will become a flame, which in a single day will burn up everything, even the thorns and thistles. The rich forests and farmlands will be totally destroyed in the same way that a fatal sickness destroys someone. There will be so few trees left that even a child will be able to count them. A time is coming when the people of Israel who have survived will not rely anymore on the nation that almost destroyed them. They will truly put their trust in the Lord, Israel's holy God. A few of the people of Israel will come back to their mighty God. Even though now there are as many people of Israel as there are grains of sand by the sea, only a few will come back. Destruction is in store for the people, and it is fully deserved. Yes, throughout the whole country, the Sovereign Lord Almighty will bring destruction as He said He would. The Sovereign Lord Almighty says to the people who live in Zion, do not be afraid of the Assyrians, even though they oppress you as the Egyptians used to do. In only a little while I will finish punishing you, and then I will destroy them. I, the Lord Almighty, will beat them with my whip as I did the people of Midian at Oreb Rock. I will punish Assyria as I punished Egypt. When that time comes, I will free you from the power of Assyria, and their yoke will no longer be a burden on your shoulders. The enemy army has captured the city of Ai. They have passed through Migron. They left their supplies at Michmash. They have crossed the pass and are spending the night at Geba. The people in the town of Ramah are terrified, and the people in King Saul's hometown of Gibeah have run away. Shout, people of Galim! Listen, people of Laishah! Answer, people of Anathoth! The people of Madmana and Gebim are running for their lives. Today the enemy are in the town of Nob, and they are shaking their fists at Mount Zion, the city of Jerusalem. The Lord Almighty will bring them crashing down like branches cut off a tree. The proudest and highest of them will be cut down and humiliated. The Lord will cut them down as trees in the heart of the forest are cut down with an axe, as even the finest trees of Lebanon fall. Isaiah chapter 11. The royal line of David is like a tree that has been cut down. But just as new branches sprout from a stump, so a new king will arise from among David's descendants. The Spirit of the Lord will give him wisdom and the knowledge and skill to rule his people. He will know the Lord's will and honor him, and find pleasure in obeying him. He will not judge by appearance or hearsay. He will judge the poor fairly and defend the rights of the helpless. At his command, the people will be punished, and evil persons will die. He will rule his people with justice and integrity. Wolves and sheep will live together in peace, and leopards will lie down with young goats. Calves and young lions will feed together, and little children will take care of them. Cows and bears will eat together, and their calves and cubs will lie down in peace. Lions will eat straw as cattle do. Even a baby will not be harmed if it plays near a poisonous snake. On Zion, God's sacred hill, there will be nothing harmful or evil. The land will be as full of knowledge of the Lord as the seas are full of water. A day is coming when the new king from the royal line of David will be a symbol to the nations. They will gather in his royal city and give him honor. When that day comes, the Lord will once again use his power and bring back home those of his people who are left in Assyria and Egypt, in the lands of Pathros, Ethiopia, Elam, Babylonia, and Hamath, and in the coastlands and on the islands of the sea. The Lord will raise a signal flag to show the nations that he is gathering together again the scattered people of Israel and Judah and bringing them back from the four corners of the earth. The kingdom of Israel will not be jealous of Judah anymore, and Judah will not be the enemy of Israel. Together they will attack the Philistines on the west and plunder the people who live to the east. They will conquer the people of Edom and Moab, and the people of Ammon will obey them. The Lord will dry up the Gulf of Suez, and he will bring a hot wind to dry up the Euphrates, leaving only 7 tiny streams so that anyone can walk across. There will be a highway out of Assyria for those of his people Israel who have survived there, just as there was for their ancestors when they left Egypt. Isaiah chapter 12. A day is coming when people will sing, "I praise you, Lord. You were angry with me, but now you comfort me and are angry no longer. God is my Savior. I will trust him and not be afraid. The Lord gives me power and strength. He is my Savior. As fresh water brings joy to the thirsty, so God's people rejoice when he saves them. A day is coming when people will sing, "Give thanks to the Lord. Call for him to help you. Tell all the nations what he has done. Tell them how great he is. Sing to the Lord because of the great things he has done. Let the whole world hear the news. Let everyone who lives in Zion shout and sing. Israel's holy God is great, and he lives among his people." May God richly bless the reading of his word. There are several prophecies about the Messiah in the book of Isaiah, and chapter 11, verses 1 through 5 is one example of that. Verse 1 says, "The royal line of David is like a tree that has been cut down, but just as new branches sprout from a stump, so a new king will arise from among David's descendants." Most other translations use language more similar to the way the English Standard Version renders the verse. It says, "There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit." Well, why is David mentioned in the Good News translation and Jesse in most of the others? Well, think about David's lineage. Jesse was David's father. David is referred to in several places of the Old Testament as the son of Jesse. Also, remember the promise God gave to David that there would always be a descendant of his on the throne. Here in verse 1, the Messiah is described as a new branch that comes from a stump, or again, as it's rendered in other translations, a shoot from the stump of Jesse. So why is Jesse referred to instead of David? Some commentators say that it's because Jesse, not being a king himself but a farmer who raised sheep, lived a humble life. When Jesus was born, the house of David had been brought quite low. Mary and Joseph seem to have had very little. There really was no outward evidence that they were descendants of David. So in prophesying that he would be a shoot from Jesse, that refers to his humble background. One last thing I'd like to point out is verse 2 begins in the Good News Translation with the words, "The Spirit of the Lord will give him wisdom and the knowledge and skill to rule his people." Most others use language the same as or very similar to this from the English Standard Version. "And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord." Again, I like this much better because of what we read in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4. After Jesus was tempted by Satan in the desert, he began his ministry. And Scripture says that the power of the Holy Spirit was with him. Sound familiar? He started in Galilee when he came out of the desert and was praised by everyone when he taught in the synagogues. Then he went to Nazareth where he was brought up. He went to the synagogue there, and when he stood up to read the scriptures, he was handed the scroll of Isaiah. And he unrolled the scroll to this very verse that we're looking at today. And he began with the words, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." And he continued reading, "Because he has chosen me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free the oppressed, and announce that the time has come when the Lord will save his people." When he finished reading, he sat down, and all eyes were on him. And then he said, "This passage of Scripture has come true today as you heard it being read." So yes, Jesus said himself that his coming was prophesied in Isaiah. And there's much more to come in the book. Your thoughts? On Friday, we'll be back in the book of Acts. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.